When Congress returns to Washington after Labor Day, look for plenty of action to try and avert a government shutdown at the end of September. To do that, Congress will need to secure funding for fiscal year 2017, which begins October 1st. That essentially leaves Congress with two options: pass all 12 appropriations bills through the House or Senate, or pass an omnibus spending bill that would fund all branches of the government. American Farm Bureau Federation budget advisor R.J. Carney says he isn't holding his breath on the appropriations bills.
We'll be looking at a continuing resolution in September. The main question coming from that will be, how long will that continuing resolution be? Will it extend into a lame duck session sometime ending in December that Congress will then have to pass an omnibus bill? Or can they kick the can down the road a little further and move it past the elections into next Congress and a new president with a new administration?
The omnibus spending approach is nothing new, and in fact, it's become quite common.
It really is the new norm. And it's unfortunate for agriculture that there's a lot of uncertainty that comes from that in terms of important programs.
Carney says there's quite a bit up in the air for agriculture through things like policy riders that can withhold funding for controversial ag issues. While there's plenty of political back and forth at the moment, Carney says he thinks election year politics could spell avoidance of a government shutdown.
Especially in an election year, neither party wants to be blamed for shutting the government down. So the idea of a government shutdown is extremely minimal. I don't think that would be a major concern at this point. However, the political posture is going to be how long and which party it benefits in terms of coming back for a lame duck session or having the new Congress make any decision.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.